At the end of the 3rd century BCE, the Western Mediterranean stood on the edge of transformation. Two immense powers, Rome and Carthage, had already clashed once for dominance, yet the peace that followed the First Punic War was little more than a pause between storms. Beneath treaties and diplomatic gestures, resentment simmered. Rome had emerged victorious in Sicily and had gradually extended its influence across the sea, while Carthage, humiliated but far from destroyed, searched for a new source of wealth and military strength. That search led directly to the Iberian Peninsula, a land rich in silver, warriors, fertile valleys, and strategic ports. It was there, in what the Romans would later call Hispania, that the conflict destined to reshape Europe truly began. Long before Roman legions marched across Iberian soil, the peninsula had already become a crossroads of civilizations. Phoenicians had founded coastal colonies, Greeks traded through Mediterranean routes, and indigenous peoples, Celts, Iberians, Celtiberians, Tertitani, and Lusitanians, maintained a complex mosaic of cultures and rivalries. To outside powers, Iberia represented opportunity. Its mines promised wealth beyond imagination, and its tribes provided some of the fiercest mercenaries in the ancient world. For Carthage, the peninsula became both refuge and ambition after defeat in the First Punic War. The architect of this expansion was Hamilcar Barca, one of Carthage's greatest generals and the father of the man who would become Rome's nightmare. Hannibal Barca. Hamilcar understood that Carthage needed resources if it hoped to challenge Rome again. Iberia offered silver to pay armies, fertile lands to sustain populations, and strategic depth far from Roman interference. Thus, beginning around 237 BCE, the Barcid family began constructing what was essentially a new Carthaginian empire in Hispania. The Carthaginians were not merely conquerors. They negotiated alliances, married into local elites, and recruited Iberian warriors into their armies. Over time, cities such as Carthadasht, modern Cartagena, became thriving military and commercial centers. Massive quantities of silver flowed from Iberian mines into Carthaginian coffers, funding armies that would eventually shake the Roman Republic to its core. Hamilcar's campaigns expanded Carthaginian authority deep into southern and eastern Iberia. Nevertheless, his ambitions were cut short when he died during a military operation, possibly drowned while retreating across a river. Leadership then passed to his son-in-law, Hasdrubal the Fair, who adopted a more diplomatic strategy. Hasdrubal consolidated Carthaginian influence through alliances and urban development rather than constant warfare. Most importantly, he founded Carthadasht as the capital of Carthaginian Iberia, transforming it into one of the most important cities in the Western Mediterranean. Rome observed these developments with increasing concern. The Roman Senate understood that Carthage was recovering rapidly. Although Rome had won the First Punic War, it had not destroyed its rival. The growth of Barcid power in Iberia threatened to create a renewed Carthaginian military machine stronger than before. To avoid immediate conflict, Rome and Carthage negotiated the Ebro Treaty around 226 BCE. According to its terms, Carthaginian expansion north of the Ebro River would cease. Yet the treaty contained ambiguities, especially concerning the city of Saguntum, located south of the Ebro but allied with Rome. That ambiguity would eventually ignite one of history's most famous wars. The death of Hasdrubal changed everything. After his assassination, command passed to the young but brilliant Hannibal Barca. Even as a child, Hannibal had become a legendary figure within Carthaginian tradition. Ancient writers claim that he swore eternal hatred toward Rome before an altar, guided by his father. Whether entirely true or partly mythologized, the story captured a deeper reality.